I've heard it said that politics and patriotism are two sides of the same coin. Citizenship is like currency. You get what you pay for. When we insist on getting something for nothing, we risk being cheated. Today, we find ourselves in a situation where many demand protection and benefits without obligation or service. Anything worth doing is hard. Good citizenship means doing your own homework, making up your own mind, and questioning authority when it's necessary. Don't kid yourself. They serve us, or we will serve them. Hello, I'm Justin Oldham, and you're listening to another ATS member podcast. For the benefit of those patriotic computers over the Department of Homeland Security, which may be scanning this file, I'd like to point out that this recording is made on Friday, June 6th of 2008. This happens to be the 64th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy, France during World War II. As we recall the significance of this battle, it's worth noting that the political climate in 1944 was vastly different from anything that we can relate to today. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to know that the differences between now and then are worth talking about. I've said many times in this podcast and other media formats that politics and patriotism are two sides of the same coin. How we spend this citizenship currency does matter. Just like anything else in life, you get what you pay for. There is a perception in today's world that the men and women in 1944 acted with much greater moral, ethical, and political clarity than we do today. And I don't necessarily agree with that. Back at that point in time, the speed of daily communications was very slow by compared to what we're used to now. Back in the day, information traveled no faster than the circulation of your average newspaper. Most people actually found out about what was going on around the world through radio or newsreels, which were shot to film and then displayed in movie theaters. Because information did travel so much more slowly, the people of the time still had the same fears, worries, and concerns that motivate us today. As a matter of fact, I'd like to take the opportunity to recommend a good movie which showcases the lead-up to the Normandy landings and then the actual battles themselves. This would be a film called The Longest Day. It came out in 1962, it's available on DVD, and it is definitely worth watching. There are a lot of big-name movie stars from the period, to include one of my personal favorites, John Wayne. And, you know, speaking of John Wayne, I can't help wondering what he'd think of the situation today, and I don't doubt at all that he would disagree with many of my thoughts and opinions.
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man!
Today's international scene is regarded as chaotic. It's so disjointed, disorganized, and hard to interpret that most people just turn off the TV, cancel the newspaper subscription, and just try to ignore it if they can. And hey, let's face it, when you're coming to work and going home and trying to keep the family fed and shoes on the baby, that's really not that hard to do. So many Americans were preoccupied with just keeping the family budget balanced and going that they were really taken by surprise on December 7th of 1941 when the world conflict came home to roost. The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, sank most of the fleet, and then we got really cranky. In today's world, the war on terror seems like something very nebulous, very far away. When you pick up a newspaper or you watch a television, it has the look and feel of something that's almost happening on another planet. So we don't really think that it affects us very much, and we don't see why we should be bothered by it. Now, we do have some hard choices to make in today's world, and back in 1944, so did the people of that generation. My grandparents lived and breathed through that whole conflict every day that they got up. It was there on the radio, it was there in the newspaper, and both of my grandfathers served in the conflict. One served in the North Atlantic on a cargo ship, and the other one served in the Pacific on a cargo ship. And while the war was not as exciting and dangerous for them as it was for many other Americans, it was still very real. And I think that's one of the handicaps we have today, because the war on terror is just not seen as real. Nobody devotes as much brain power to it as they should. The net result has been a 5-year conflict in Iraq, and hey, let's face it, we are now blessed with what amounts to a state police organization. The Department of Homeland Security is a federally empowered police force. They now have the necessary authority to spy on us and detain us without notification. During the Second World War, these chores fell to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and while it is true that they did pick up the occasionally innocent person, for the most part, they were very deliberate in what they did, and they were very careful in their professionalism to ensure that they did not lose the trust of the American people, because they understood that once the average guy fears his government and no longer trusts his bureaucracy, then, you know, hey, you know, if the G-man comes knocking on your door and needs some critical piece of information, you're just not going to give it to him. Because the men and women of my grandfather's generation made the sacrifices that they did make, which did include questioning the legitimacy of their government's actions from time to time, now, here today, I have the freedom to make this podcast. And, for that matter, you have the freedom to listen to it without fear of repercussion. For the moment. I am concerned that if we continue on our present course, we will eventually see a state of affairs in the next decade where, you know, the best word I can use to describe this is McCarthyism. For those of you who don't know, McCarthyism was a period in the 1950s in which the media played up something called the Red Scare. And what happened was this weaselly little senator named Joseph McCarthy just randomly accused people of being communists. Now, at the time, this is the height of the Cold War. It's capitalism versus communism. Communism is seen as being subversive. Government agencies at all levels hyped up the threat of the enemy within. At the time, the threat of communist operatives on American soil would be the closest thing that you could relate to today to the threat of terrorism. The actions of one man and the fact that he went unchecked for so long allowed the entire federal bureaucracy to cop a bad attitude and acquire a lot more power to watch us and to arrest us than it ever really needed. Certainly nothing that was ever constitutionally mandated. When I read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, you know, there are times when I just scratch my head and say, hey, how did we go from that to this? Speaking of the U.S. Constitution, for those of you who don't know, the opening paragraphs go a little something like this.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
In the context of this discussion, this preamble means just one thing to me. Good citizenship is hard. We've always got to be on our toes. We've got to be observant. And, dare I say, we have a constitutional obligation to question authority. If we don't question that authority, we risk having bad things done to us in our name for our own good when we didn't want any of that to begin with. The Normandy landings in 1944 were something that we had to do. There was just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If the Nazi regime in Europe had been allowed to stand, this would be an entirely different world today. If we're not careful, if we allow certain things taking place on our home soil or even around the world, if we allow these things to just happen without competent discussion or intervention, then we risk a dark future. There's really no other way to say that. If you have any questions or comments about what you've heard, then please do find me at AboveTopSecret.com. I'm Justin Oldham, and this has been yet another ATS member podcast.